This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Have you seen them yet? The photos of just about the world's cutest golden retriever puppy that are blowing up the internet? Well, the puppy who got braces? His name is Wesley, and he's a Spartan doggy who's been helped by a Spartan veterinarian. Dr. Jim Moore practices veterinary oral surgery at Harborfront Hospital for Animals in Spring Lake. And he's an associate professor of oral surgery at the Michigan State University Veterinary Teaching Hospital. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Wesley, I've got to say, I think has stolen the hearts of everyone who has clicked on his pictures. And this is actually your daughter's puppy.
Yes, oddly it is. He is an absolutely adorable dog, and he's doing really, really well.
What was going on? What were the first signs something was wrong?
Well, early on, he had a malocclusion, which basically means that his teeth weren't working together the way they should. His lower canines were tipped in to puncture his upper jaw, which is, of course, not good. And that causes him pain and causes him the inability to be able to shut his mouth. So we ended up tipping his lower canines outside of his upper jaw, and we placed an oral acrylic inclined plane into his mouth to do that, and that remained in place for, I'll bet, about 2 weeks, and then we removed that, and at that point, then we had to address his what's called a rostral crossbite, which basically means his upper incisors, the smile teeth in the front, were bent inside his lower incisors, which is exactly the wrong arrangement, still not letting him close his jaw. So then we put the braces that you see on there at that point. Now they're nearly moved already.
So he will be able to eat well. And I've kind of imagined that was painful for him, is with all of this malocclusion.
Yes, this type of malocclusion and a number of malocclusions in dogs are painful. And unfortunately, doggies' teeth aren't meant to rub together the way our teeth do. We have significantly more enamel on our teeth than doggies do, and they oftentimes will get quite uncomfortable from this, and that's indeed what was happening there.
Well, I'm looking at the big smile Wesley has in the picture that I'm looking at. It doesn't seem that he minded his braces.
No, he's been great. Most dogs tolerate these sort of brackets quite nicely. The biggest problem is that they tend to want to chew, and of course they can knock the brackets off of the teeth pretty easily.
Well, I remember from when I had adult braces, no crunching on ice, no crunching on hard candy for the same reason. When do they come off? How long will he have to have them?
They will probably be coming off in about 2 weeks from now, I imagine.
And how often do you wind up putting on braces on an animal?
We do these kind of brackets infrequently. I will bet 3-4 times a year. We do a lot of other orthodontia in the sense of metal inclined planes, that sort of thing. We do that much more often than we do brackets.
And I know you or the staff put a few photos of Wesley up on Harborfront Hospital's Facebook page because of National Pet Dental Health Month. Did
yes,
you ever expect him to break the internet the way he has?
No, he didn't. Oftentimes our posts will get 50 or 100 likes, and it's wonderful. And in this situation, we were trying to illustrate National Pet Dental Health Month in the sense of the importance of oral health to our pets. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact Wesley looks the way he does and the fact that, of course, braces are funny.
They are funny. Well, he'll have that nice, when you get him off, he'll have that nice slickery feeling that I remember loving when my braces came off. It was great to feel those smooth teeth again.
Yes.
Dr. Jim Moore, MSU Associate Professor of Veterinary Oral Surgery. He's with Harborfront Hospital for Animals in Spring Lake, where he practices veterinary oral surgery. Thanks so much for talking with us, Dr. Moore.
Well, thank you for having me.